Hi, I'm David Hendon, and this is the Snooker Scene Podcast. It's a special short edition. The world, of course, at the moment is dealing with the effects of the coronavirus, and there's been much discussion about whether sporting events will be cancelled. Some have been. The big tennis event in Indian Wells today, it was announced, has been cancelled. Over the weekend, various football matches in Italy were played behind closed doors. People have been asking me, and I'm sure they've been asking World Snooker Tour as well, what's going to happen with the World Championship, which of course is coming up next month. Important thing to say right from the start, I'm not a doctor, so anything I say in this podcast does not come from any medical knowledge. But I have spoken to World Snooker Tour today, and they are, of course, monitoring the situation very carefully. Now, today there's a meeting in London with the government and representatives of various sports bodies where advice will be dispensed and discussed, and various contingency plans will be discussed as to what to do with upcoming sporting events. It's important to say, I think, and maybe people understandably don't think of this when they think of sport, it's a huge deal for the economy to have sporting events. It brings lots of money into the areas where they're held, and of course it also brings a lot of money into the sports in terms of ticket sales, in terms of broadcast rights and sponsorship. So economically, cancelling events would have a big impact. But of course, it's also important to say people's health is far more important. Already, of course, the China Open snooker tournament's been cancelled. That's a huge event that was cancelled pretty quickly when this outbreak happened in China. But now everyone's looking ahead to the World Championship. And what World Snooker Tour are telling me is that at the moment, they are planning to go ahead with the tournament as normal. Hopefully with everyone who's bought tickets can go. Of course, it's a huge deal for snooker fans. And at the moment, the plan is to go ahead with the tournament, and if you've got a ticket, you can go along. However, of course, we don't know what's going to happen in the next few weeks. At the moment, the number of people who are contracting this coronavirus is going up day by day. We've seen what's happened in Italy, although they didn't seem to deal too well with the outbreak at the start, which is maybe why the numbers of people affected there are much higher than in Britain. But we just don't know, as we sit here on this Monday morning, what exactly is going to happen in the next few weeks. World Snooker are saying that they plan to go ahead with the tournament, but the worst case scenario is it may be that if large gatherings of people are banned, that they'll have to play it behind closed doors. So that is something that's been discussed. I hasten to add, it's not anything at the moment that is being enforced, but it is something that's been discussed that they may ultimately play the event with no spectators. They have broadcast contracts that they have to honour. Of course, they also sold tickets, so people would be refunded. That would cost a lot of money. It's not a scenario that any sports governing body wants to contemplate, but it is something that they're having to think about. It may also be that they'll have to advise people from affected areas who've got tickets not to come. So it may be that people from outside Britain, or certainly from countries where there's been a higher rate of transmission of this virus, will be advised not to come to Sheffield. It would be very eerie, I think, if it was played without any spectators. I think we often almost take the crowds for granted. Sometimes we've seen events in China where they're played in these huge stadiums where tickets are ridiculously expensive. You don't get many fans, and it does, I think, detract from the experience of watching. It's true that snooker relies on silence, so the audience have to be quiet. That's the whole point. Not like darts, where the sort of the atmosphere of the crowd is what makes it, or rugby and football, all these sort of loud sports where the roar of the crowd is what it's about. But it's also not true to say, it's true to say that in snooker, people aren't completely silent. There's actually the sort of murmuring and the oohs and the ahs and little bursts of applause are what make it. And certainly nowhere better for that than the Crucible with its, 980 seats. It's a sort of perfect, intimate environment to have a crowd who are absolutely hooked on what's happening. So to not have that would be very strange. It might take a bit of getting used to. Of course, it's not unprecedented. We've just had the Championship League, which is played behind closed doors, and never been an audience for that because it's designed for betting sites. And if you have people there watching live, they'll be ahead of the stream and it's open to manipulation. So it's not that precedent. But look, any sport, any public entertainment is about having the public there. So it would be strange. It would be maybe difficult at first. Some people might say, well, why not just scrap it? But I think that would be even worse. There's only ever been one event that stopped the World Championship, apart from in the 50s when it just dwindled away because there was no interest. The only thing that's ever stopped the World Championship being on before is the Second World War. In 1940 to 1946, there was no World Championship because of the Second World War. So it took something that big to stop the tournament going ahead. So worst case scenario is, at the moment anyway, and we don't know how things will unravel in the next few weeks, but at the moment, the worst case scenario is that the World Championship could take place without any spectators. But I hasten to add, as we sit here now on this Monday morning, there's no plans for that. There's contingencies in place if it has to happen. But at the moment, if you've got a ticket for the Crucible, as it stands right now, you will be there next month watching the snooker. I guess the point is, unless everyone literally stays at home, which in parts of China is what's happened, and in parts of Italy now there's been a quarantine, you know, you're always amongst people. You go shopping, you know, there's hundreds of people there. And even, you know, we talk about sporting events, but what about, okay, the Crucible's a theatre, the rest of the year it shows productions. It will be, you know, this week. What about the West End, all the theatres there? The National Theatre has far more seats than the Crucible. Large gatherings of people, pop concerts. Just going out in the day, you're amongst people in city centres. So it's very hard to stop people being together. And it will be interesting to see what the advice will be if the situation gets worse, because it's all very well saying work from home. Not everyone can do that, actually. Some people need to be out. Some people's work will be severely affected if they're told that they can't leave their homes. There are, of course, two more events to come before the World Championship. The first one is in Gibraltar. I'm told there's going to be measures in place to limit the number of spectators in Gibraltar to just 100. So already, in terms of large gatherings, that's something that's been put in place. It's got to be said, Gibraltar is obviously a very small place. They've never really had huge crowds anyway, so it's not as much of an issue there. The next one is in Llandudno. That's always been well attended, the Tour Championship. Next week, whenever they've had snooker in Llandudno, it's always brought in a lot of people. So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. It's only a week away. A lot can happen in a week. But again, there's absolutely no suggestion at the moment that fans can't go to that tournament. It's true to say that snooker is just a game ultimately, but then again, it isn't, is it? Because to many people, it's a livelihood. The World Snooker Tour, it's not just about the players, it's about all the officials. And of course, they have to be conscious of the safety of the people who work for them, all the people who go, the media, and of course the fans as well. It's all part of the same sort of travelling circus. And it would be a terrible, terrible shame if the World Championship was affected. But of course, I go back to what I said at the start, people's health is ultimately, I guess, more important. All we can really do is listen to the advice of the experts, the medical experts, and I guess the advice will change day by day depending on what happens in the UK at the moment with the coronavirus outbreak. But at the moment, for all those who've been asking me, this is the situation. The World Championship is going ahead. The plan is that it will go ahead as normal, with fans who bought tickets being able to attend. If the situation with the coronavirus deteriorates and gets worse, it may be that, as a last resort, the championship will take place without any spectators and just be shown on television. Hopefully it won't come to that. But the main thing is, for all those who have been asking, the World Championship, as it stands right now, and things can change, but as it stands right now, will be going ahead, and we will be able to follow who becomes world champion in 2020.